It's been quite a ride for Tenet Healthcare stock this year. The Dallas-based company coming into trading on Tuesday up 79%. Then the earnings came out. Well, the earnings were good. Revenue seemed to be all right. Wall Street seemed to have some kind of a problem with the guidance. And suddenly the stock was down double digits, down over 10%. Then it started rallying back. Ron Rettmeyer's the executive chairman and the CEO of Tenet Healthcare Corporation. He joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you. Well, so this is a wild stock. I don't know that I've seen a stock trade quite like this that you've been associated with.
Well, you know, it's we've had some mixed numbers, and I think that sometimes it takes a while to get the message clear. It was a good quarter. I mean, EPS, for example, came in very strong, which I think was a real positive. Our ambulatory care USPI group came in 11% prior year. Conifer, our revenue cycle group, has increased their margins by 210 basis points. Very positive. Hospital segments, our 69 acute hospital business grew, and our adjusted admissions increased, and our revenue per adjusted admission also increased. But at the same time, we fell short of our expectation. And so, you know, we adjusted our year-end guidance down a little bit to adjust for that, and I think that's some of the reaction you're seeing.
This has always intrigued me, because this ambulatory surgical care unit where you walk in and, you know, get, you know, something done to your knee and you go home that night, I mean, in a sense, you're competing against yourself in doing that, aren't you?
Well, yes, but as procedures become better, and as the system, healthcare system, gets more effective, more efficient, and better at doing what they do, procedures take less time. And there's absolutely no reason to put someone in a hospital for 2 to 3 days when, in fact, we can do it either in a same-day activity or perhaps a one-night stay in a surgical hospital. But surgical centers, you're correct. It's usually totally outpatient. You're in, procedure is completed, and later in that day you go home. And it's better for the patient and, better cost for the patient, but more importantly, better care for the patient.
Well, and as this grows, and obviously you have a lot of competitors that do just this too. You just drive down Central Expressway and you can see them all. But do you reorient the role of your hospitals? Because you have conventional hospitals spread out across the country. Do you need to right-size them?
To some degree, that is correct, especially the large hospitals. But I would say that on balance, there still is a significant amount of demand for hospitals because there's high acuity care that cannot be done in a surgery center. And that has to, you know, between the aging of the population and the actual acuity that we face, there is a need for hospitals. The question is, do we need to have individuals in a hospital for the same number of nights that we had, say, 5 years ago? And the answer on balance is probably not. And we are moving to, even in hospitals, less nights and getting the patient out faster, which, you know, frankly, is better for the patient and does help reduce the cost of healthcare.
But it means you probably don't need as many hospitals out there, and not just yours, but a lot of others. And we've seen a lot of small private hospitals that have gone under.
Yeah, there is something to be said for size matters, but it matters more in the respect of the type of cases and the type of service lines that you provide. So, you know, we have very focused service lines around cardiovascular, behavioral health, orthopedics, women's health. So we, you know, that's just some of them. And we go very deep and very wide in those areas. So we provide a long list of services in our hospitals, which, again, makes us very attractive. And throughout the country, we have several renowned children's hospitals also.
The hospital operations unit, Conifer, up in Plano, the numbers looked awfully good for that. But last time we spoke, I had a sense you were shopping that, maybe for a sale or a merger or something like that. Is it still on the market?
Yeah, we're down to a very few participants at this point. So the sale process is potentially one of those outcomes. But we've also said that we've kind of looked at some other options, up to and including a merger and potentially a tax-free spinoff to our shareholders. Look, the goal is to maximize the value of this unit. It is not strategic to the company, but it is very important to the company. So even once we're separated, Conifer, we will be one of the largest clients that Conifer continues to have, and they will be one of our largest vendors. So this has to be done with a bit of care and a bit of finesse, because even though we're selling them, unlike a normal sale, we're not leaving them.
All right. So as we go into the fourth quarter, how do I wish you good luck? Maybe a big flu season or a rash of heart attacks? What would help?
You can't possibly expect me to answer that. I would say that the fourth quarter is typically a very good quarter for us, especially in the surgical side, as people, you know, finish their deductibles, et cetera. They tend to want to get things taken care of before the cycle starts all over in January. So the fourth quarter is typically a relatively busy time for us. We expect it will be the same this year as it was last year. And then we will probably enter the first quarter, and, you know, flu season's anybody's guess at this point. But the usual respiratory season is upon us, and certainly right after Christmas.
Well, I would encourage people not to take a flu shot. Ron Rittmeyer's executive chairman and CEO of Tenet Healthcare Corporation. It's always good to have you with us, sir.
Thanks, David. It's always a pleasure.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.